So Ron, I sat in the seat last week and asked you about getting a big play on special teams, and I know technically it's not a block.
Apparently, you guys call it what you want. That's a block in my book. I mean, I don't care what the NFL calls it. I think it has to stay behind the line of scrimmage, but I don't think there was I think we ended up having it. The worst thing about the play is when Whitehead picked the ball up, which is not, And the funny thing for him is he's calling Peter, which means get away from, But sometimes that's what happens. There's a lot of things going on there. But anyway, no, it was a good play. They played well.
Those are the things that you're looking for, right? You want to have some impact plays. And does that, Dom talks about how sacks come in bunches or turnovers come in bunches. Does that create some momentum for your guys?
Well, I think it does. Obviously, it gives you, it gives them confidence in what we're doing. And we've been close. We just because of the situations, we haven't been able to come after a lot of punts because of where we are in the field and so forth. But just it worked out that way for us yesterday, and then same thing with the returns. The punt return is still going to be there. I mean, we just got to we got to keep working both phases, and hopefully we can continue to have some good things happen.
What's the Eagles' explanation on that hold? What happened there?
Well, it was a double team, once again, did he hold? I guess it was a holding because they called it. But I mean, those are, it's a ticky tacky thing. I feel bad for Trevor. I mean, here's a guy, he's got a great return. If he could have all the returns, and the funny thing of it is, I went back and looked at all the holds that have been called on his returns, and not one of the holds would have had an effect on the return. But still, I mean, as I said, they had a couple three holds yesterday that I didn't really consider they were holds. So I mean, that's just the way that crew calls it.
Ron, I watched from the TV copy the block punt a couple times. I can't even tell. How did he get through there? Was there just a, did he just beat somebody or was there an opening? I couldn't tell.
Well, it was open. it's just something we, it schemed up, and it's something that everybody tries to do to us too. When you got a big guy in there, it's hard sometimes for the center to be able to pick him up. But once again, with the punt, it's something that's it's such a critical play. It can be a critical play that every single time you just you hold your breath. You can't make a mistake on it, and we were just fortunate.
How big was the punt Vogel had from his end zone when he was back on the 4-yard line? How long was the punt? How big was that?
Well, obviously, not only with the punt, we had a great punt, but then there was a penalty also. So, I mean, I think it was a 60-some yard. Was that what the total net was? Which is, I mean, obviously, when you can flip the field like that.
67.
I think it was 67 yard net. That's a big flip. I mean, that is a critical play for us and the momentum changer. And, once again, it puts the defense in a much better light. I tell them all the time, the better we play on special teams, the better, the easier it is for our offense and our defense. And, they all play offense or defense as well. And they're helping that side of the football when we play well.
This is improvement on the kick returns just from finally getting kick returns to come out.
Yes, I think that's part of it. It's always going to be there with him. I mean, he's got talent and he can run and the guys are blocking. I think what else is happening? I've been saying this now for the last month. I mean, we're so close and one here, one thing there, and really one of the long ones really should have gone to the house. We got to get one guy. Kickoff return is about timing. It's about, everything's got to be kind of almost just right, and then your guy's got to be able to make some things happen. But he had some big holes to run through yesterday. Sometimes when you get a big return, they got to be able to run through the smoke, and, there's going to be some, it's just got to shoot it through there. But we were fortunate. There were some big holes there yesterday.
Ron, when you were going through guys that you thought could help you this summer, was Taysom Hill ever on your special team?
We talked about it. We did. We talked about it because he was a big – fast guy, I don't know if I'd ever had a chance, but I did. We did talk about it, he's playing pretty well down there.
Back to Vogel's punt that Spoon mentioned. Maybe I'm not remembering some, but it seems like he's had a knack for those big punts in big times.
He's had some big ones that it's turned out that way. You know, I look at the one in Pittsburgh, the last one was down there. And of course, that one was a big punt coming out of the four. And it's still, and he's, you know, I don't want to take anything away from what Justin's done because he's had a, you know, so far, I mean, I don't want to say a great year, but he's had a good year for a rookie. But still, it's the consistency thing. And we got to keep the ball out of the middle of the field. And you get some of these returners, that you got to protect and if guys get to slipping and so forth, like which happened yesterday with Jeff and Trevor. I mean, you know, but he's got to consistently keep getting better. And I think he will. He's got to work his craft and he's a guy that can if he continues to do that, he'll continue to get better and help us.
Have you had him out there? There's been a few cold days. Have you had him out punting on one of those really cold days that we've had?
Well, he's been out, punting in the cold days that we've had. I mean, we've been very fortunate, I think, with weather. And, of course, I think he'll get another test. I mean, going to Cleveland, I mean, it'll be windy up there probably. And I grew up just an hour south of there, so I kind of know a little bit about the weather there. But kicking in here, I think, gets him, it's not going to be, it gets you ready for it.
So you're not going to put Callahan on pickup coverage then?
No.
In all seriousness, have you ever seen a quarterback do this?
A guy from Carolina last year. He was, Joe Webb, he was the third quarterback. And he was, that's why we talked about it but Joe Webb, I think he got released this year. But he was one of their main guys at Carolina last year, last few years.